other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, you're into hour number two of this worldwide broadcast. We're about to go to Martin and Mark and Norm and Scott and Dick and many others. And we got Paul Watson joining us in 30 minutes. We're going to analyze in more detail the chilling comments of Tommy Franks. Not 6-7 months ago, as a cigar aficionado, now 8 months ago, man, time flies, but just a few days ago on Fox Television about martial law and all the rest of this stuff. So that's coming up. But right now, here's Bush's Freudian Bush slip with Kerry's little slip, all this in the last week. Here it is. Here's Bush yesterday.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
And we'll go more into that, too, in the next segment. Right now, let's go to Martin in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is a federalized city. It was in the Times-Picayune, totally federally controlled. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. First of all, that Freudian slip by the Bonesman is pretty sickening. Second of all, the knock-and-talk rules in New Orleans are just so much more disturbing. I moved here from Sonoma County, California. And the knock and talk just scares me to death.
So you moved from the home of Bohemian Grove.
I moved from Guerneville, which is the next town.
Yeah, been there. Beautiful town.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, the knock and talk, the Fifth Circuit said a few months ago that no more warrants. They can search whole neighborhoods. They can just ask to come in your house for no reason if they want to. Isn't that freedom? What's it like living under Nazi Germany?
Well, first of all, my coworkers won't believe it. I take them your information, and they're just blown away. They cannot believe that anybody would pass anything so destructive to our rights.
Well, it was in literally 20 newspapers in Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly.
It made national news in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, they just don't want to see the truth. That's the way it is in this country.
So even if it's in all your newspapers, it isn't real.
That's right. Another thing, I know a bunch of people who have worked for the Bohemian Grove and who do work for the Bohemian Grove right now, but they're all afraid to talk, and if I could contact you or have you contact them, I'd love to get you to interview them and get as much information as possible. And in addition to that, have you ever heard of Eric Drexler?
I've heard the name. Refresh my memory.
He wrote the book Engines of Creation in 1986, the year after I was born. My God. And it's all about building macroscopic anything with atomic precision. And what that means is they could genetically engineer a virus or anything that could destroy any section of the population and basically...
Well, yeah, that's race-specific bioweapons using nanotech technologies.
Well, they could build any type of weapon that could take out, say, aircraft high in the sky, submarines, nuclear submarines deep underwater, everything simultaneously. I'm reading a book, Nanosystems, Molecular Manufacturing Engineering, Molecular Machinery Manufacturing.
Did you know over 200 foods, including ice cream, now use nanotech technology? And I ate some of it. It is the most creamy, delicious ice cream. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it really is going on.
It's true. It's pretty scary. Foresight.
By the way, I didn't know. I was like, why is this so creamy? It's like a new, it's so smooth. What? It's unbelievably rich and creamy. And, oh, it's nanotech.
By atom by atom, that's how it's done. Foresight Institute, you can read Engines of Creation, which is Drexler's first seminal book at foresight.org.
Email that to me. I need to get him on, and email me your contact info, okay?
All right.
tips@infowars.com.
All right, I'll keep it up.
And I try to respond to everybody. I mean, I just... Last night I was reading hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of your great emails. It's just incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 30 seconds into this broadcast today. Thank you so much for joining us. Paul Watson will be coming on board here in about 22 minutes. We're going to go to your calls here momentarily and get into a bunch of international and national news. I also want to get into one of the latest Bushisms. We're going to play that again and play Kerry's little comment about doubling terrorist forces as well. But at the same time, there are just so many other issues we need to talk about. You know, I got a call on Wednesday. Hey, did you see Tommy Franks? He was on Hannity and Combs last night, and he talked about martial law and the stage capture of bin Laden and all this stuff. Did you see it? And then a day later, we got sent the video clip. Fox had it posted, and we posted it, and we played it here, and it indeed is true. Then we get a call, and now I found out we've gotten a bunch of emails about it, that yesterday on The View, you know, that's the one with Barbara Walters and all those people, I guess it's ABC, that he was praising the war on terrorism, and then he gave the Diablo sign, or the horns. People say, oh, well, that's just an accident, or he's just having fun. Why do we have Bush Jr. doing it? Bush Sr., Clinton, Gore. I mean, there are whole websites with just hundreds of photos of these people doing this sign. Bill Clinton, when he got sworn in, did it. As he has his hand on the Bible, he laughs and puts his hand up and does that. This is serious, folks. I mean, they're members of Skull and Bones. They're members of Bohemian Grove. They're into all this weird stuff. They have nicknames like Long Devil. What do you think is really going on here? And did you see The View? Did you see, if you can get through, the lines are loaded, did you see this happen? Can you send us a video clip? Can you mail it to us? Can you email it to us? Can you find a transcript for us? I mean, it's just so hard to keep, and you're saying, well, why are you spending time on this? Because it's serious. These guys are in a weird cult. And I don't put it past Franks to do that. They all do it. But again, one more time, here is Bush. Well, first Kerry and then Bush, back-to-back in the last week with their little Freudian slips. And they do this all the time. It's like Bush saying, we're trying to bring chaos to America. I mean order out of chaos, which is their deepest, darkest maxim in the Illuminati, is order out of chaos. Go ahead and hit that clip for us.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And there are already websites out there claiming that Bush never said this. Just like there are websites out there claiming that Bush didn't make the weird comments about the fetus, which I found in the Associated Press report. There's just no end to the denial. It's like saying they never said there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Now, the interesting point about all this is that normally when Bush or Kerry does something like this, especially Bush, the transcripts are altered, the video is altered. And not just the White House, major news sites do this. Bush says, this is a staged press conference. You should have given this to me in writing beforehand. You know the rules. Wait, I'm waiting for something to pop in my head. It should pop in a minute. Puts his hand up to his ear. I'm getting the little earbud. What am I supposed to say? That stuff gets removed from transcripts. This didn't. This didn't get. Now, Kerry's comment did get removed, by the way. Why did Bush's comment, normally they try to pull it, you can never find it in a news article or in a transcript, you've got to have the original video. Only way to catch these guys. So why did it make CNN and ABC and Associated Press headlines yesterday? Another question we have to ask ourselves. All right, let's go to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
How are you doing, sir?
Good, my friend.
Quote, we ought to be planning to make anthrax vaccine widely available to the population starting in the major cities, close quote. That was said by this Dr. Kenneth Berry fellow, who's the new anthrax mail attack suspect. I said that in an interview with the USA Today back in 1997. And I don't know what I'm still trying to make a state of the news myself. I don't know what to think because you have the government, which just recently purchased like 75 million doses of the anthrax vaccine. It could be they're just trying to create some hysteria by reminding us about the anthrax.
Well, Mark, I think you forget that they tried to pass the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act to forcibly inject every man, woman, and child, roundups, sports stadiums, camps. They call them rest and relocation centers in the BBC, the British government does for England. You probably forget that most states refuse, so in page 71 of the Homeland Security package, they said, okay, the feds just have this power, but then the LA Times reported that 99%+ of firefighters and police were ordered to take it but refused, and so now their whole program is stalled to release these weapons and create hysteria. That'll be their martial law smokescreen. The roundups, forced inoculations, they're held up doing that now because their own people are smart enough not to take it.
So are you familiar with this recent news about this new anthrax mail attack suspect?
Well, you know, the last guy is a known Mossad agent, And he was seen going in after he didn't work there into the level four areas at Fort Detrick. They tried to burn Hatfield, who's suing him and obviously wasn't involved. They claimed he made it in a bucket at his house. And yeah, now they've got this other guy they're going after. I don't know. I just know they said it wasn't weaponized, and it turned out it's the most weaponized on the planet, and the machine to miniaturize it and put the bentonite on it cost over $100 million.
This present suspect, who's a pretty interesting character, he has this organization that deals with, like, anti-bioterrorism stuff, and he's had these forums with, like, Jerry Hauer, you know, the New York City EMS, who, you know, helped set up the Building 7, World Trade Center, you know, these FBI agents, FEMA agents, DOD officers. He's on. In fact, he was even, back in the late 90s, he was a WMD consultant with the U.S. Department of Defense.
What article do you have on this guy today? I saw something last week.
I have all sorts of articles. There's a new article out there. I think it's pretty good. This is from the Trentonian, which is Trentonian.com, and it's right on their main page right now.
Yeah, do me a favor. Email that to tips@infowars.com.
And then you can find out more about this guy from his own website. Pretty interesting background here. He's involved with all these shady FBI and FEMA agents and DOD officers.
No, I hear you. I'm going to let you go, Mark. Mark, just send me that information. I don't want to go into it without the details in front of me. Look. In 1999, this is public, Congress funded a multi-million-dollar Fort Detrick CIA-controlled program to test mailing weaponized anthrax through the mail. I mean, come on. Again, I don't even want to get off on that whole anthrax thing. I could do 2 hours on that, and we should do a whole show on it. In fact, I want to do that, but just it doesn't do its service to even get into it a little bit. But thank you, Mark. Good point. Send me that information. Norm in Colorado. Norm, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the best to you and yours.
Thank you.
I want to run something by you and your audience to see if it's happening to them. It's ongoing right here where I live as we speak. There's been several days now, an army of strangers with clipboards and Palm Pilots marching through all of our apartment complex. These are nice 1,100-square-foot and bigger apartments, and the last straw was yesterday when they put a note on my door that at 8:30 this morning they would be opening the garages, and if we didn't do it, they would do it because these so-called investors wanted to see in these garages. I couldn't stand it. I walked out to one of them face-to-face and asked him, I said, what are you looking for specifically? He said, meth labs and the like. So I put my spies out now to see if I can find out
Well, that's how the scam works. They say it's for an investor, and it's all part of the knock and talks, our daily life, having our home searched. It's all part of freedom.
I'm going to see if I can find out for you what agency these people are from. It's DEA or whoever.
Huh? Well, yeah, just where are you in Colorado?
I'm here in the Denver area. And I just wonder if this is happening to other apartment complexes around the country, even in this area. But this has been several days now, and I can only wait till tomorrow to see what their plan is for tomorrow.
From Tucson to Dallas, from New York City to L.A., they come to your door. We'd like to look in your house. Why, officer? We're looking for illegal guns, things. Well, is there somebody on the loose? No, just I'm going door to door. It's part of a new community policing, a service. It's a good service we're giving you. And you say, well, no, you can't come to my house. Well, what do you have to hide? They actually say that. You know, again, let us search your car. Well, what do you have to hide? And people say, well, next it'll be your house. And now it's your house. And let me tell you what apartments do. Most apartments come in your house when you're not there. Did you know apartments get money if they find anything in your house?
Yeah, it's dirty business. And
you don't like the new freedom, but see, it's this atmosphere of terrorism. But then when they have military goons out searching little kids on street corners in Mobile, Alabama, it's, oh, we're looking for guns and drugs. But I thought it was for terror. Oh, but see, all crime is terror.
So this is happening in apartments all over America. You already know about it then?
Usually they just sneak in when you're not there. And there have been some sweeps like this. But no, you know what? You ought to fax me that notice.
Yeah, I've got them laying here. They're out of reach.
Hey, did you hear me talk about Hilton Hotels?
Yeah.
There's memos on
yeah.
the wall telling yeah. their employees to search people secretly?
Yeah. Well, they've been doing that like in the school parking lots. And people are running around and looking in kids' cars and finding butter knives in the floorboard and calling it dangerous weapons, you know, and all that.
We had a girl on. She was she later became valedictorian. It was right before graduation, and she'd been at a big buffet and brought with all these plates and stuff, and they saw a butter knife, and she got arrested. We'll be right back. Stay there. We'll talk more about it.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Every year you'll get a census with hundreds of questions. No Fifth Amendment. They come in your backyard while you're barbecuing, got to answer their questions. Supreme Court, no Fifth Amendment. Knock and talk. We just want to search your whole neighborhood now. They come to your apartment, you get the notice. Oh, we got to do a little searching. It's all part of the freedom. And they lie about it and say it's for investors. Then you find out it's for the police. Of course it is. You try to go to the hotel, you're spied on, you're searched. Well, it's things change in America, but I thought it was for terrorism. But all crime is terror. Norm, let me give you your fax number. You can black out your apartment number and name if you want.
I think it's 512-899-9809.
It's 512-899-9809. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll get that sent to you.
Yeah, fax that to me, and then on Monday I can talk about it.
Yeah, I just was curious how many places around America that we don't hear about that might use you for a clearinghouse, and we find out how rampant this is.
It's totally rampant. I mean, even in England, that's what the Magna Carta was all about, is a man's home is his castle. But not anymore. It's all part of the new freedom. And then when the cable man or exterminator or carpet cleaner comes in your house, they're going to be spying on you.
Yeah.
And this is what the anti-terror coordinators teach in all the cities. They say it's to fight terror, and then you learn how to look for drugs and guns or things that are suspicious. Or...
If I can find out what agency these people are connected with, if my spies can, I'll forward that to you.
So you walked out and talked to one of the apartment people, right?
Well, this wasn't apartment people. This is one of the thugs, and got a Palm Pilot in one hand, a clipboard in the other, and I said, what specifically are you looking for? He said meth labs and the like.
But the notice said, oh, it's for investors.
Yeah, investors. And the note came. It's supposed to be the general agreement is 24 hours before they want to do something, change filters or batteries in the smoke detectors, they notify you. This was late yesterday evening, and it says at 8:30, you'll open your garage door, or we will. The investors want to see in your garage. That's what it says on it.
But then you go and talk to the person with a clipboard, and they say it's for drugs.
Yeah, and I'm standing there watching, and they was opening doors, and he kind of bent down. He said, okay. So he never even stepped inside of any garage that I've seen, and he couldn't get in mine because it's all the way up to the door.
Well, this is all about training you how to be inspected. It's, you know, stand up and get ready for inspection. Soviet citizens of America, thanks for the call, Norm. Thank you. Send me that information. Scott in Pennsylvania, then Dick, JR, JJ, and others. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Alex. There's a dealership in Greenville, Pennsylvania, Greenville Motors, that are making you sign a waiver that you're not a terrorist, but you pay in cash. I don't know if you're aware.
Well, that's all Patriot Act information, and I'm sure the waiver says that they can do a background check on you and homeland you. And everything. You try to get a mortgage, try to put more than $5,000 in a bank, take money out. It's all part of the new freedom.
And I talked to State Senator Bob Robb the other day about the Patriot Act. He's like, we need it to protect ourselves against these terrorists. He's still either brainwashed into thinking that they're chasing the Arabs or whatnot. And I saw Manchurian candidate, the same thing you did. That was pretty amazing.
Well, that's the real deal, my friend. Anything else?
I think that's all.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Good to hear from you. Dick in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question, but before I do, I got one other question that occurred to me. When you were talking a little while ago, what is this devil signal that you had suggested, this hand signal?
Every president... And every major leader, if you search hard enough, you will find them at a public forum doing the, you know, the devil sign with the hand.
What is it?
It's the index and the pinky.
Sticking up in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, your two center fingers are down, and your index and your little finger are straight up in the air. Is that it?
And your thumb touches the two middle fingers.
Yes, okay. Yesterday, you had a guest on. And he was talking about enforced psychiatric evaluation of pregnant mothers, and if they decided that you had some sort of malady in your head, that they would forcibly put you on SSRIs.
Well, it's going to be all children twice a year in all schools, federal program called New Freedom. We're not kidding. It's like the Victory Act or the Patriot Act. All these Orwellian, Homeland Security, all these sick terms. Bush said he was spreading peace yesterday in his little speech. Everyone will be tested.
Okay, now SSRIs are specific serotonin reuptake inhibitors, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and Luvox, Ritalin, Prozac, those are examples of the drugs involved, is that correct?
No, Ritalin's in another class.
Oh, okay. Well, my question is this. As I understand it, these drugs would keep somebody's brain from responding to methamphetamines or heroin or cocaine.
No, you got confused. Stay there. I'll explain it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Dick in Colorado is confused. We talked about two separate issues yesterday. We talked about the New Freedom Initiative that's already in 10 states for the last several years. Started out in Texas, 13 years ago. Which is where everyone is psychologically tested twice a year in the public schools. They say then it's going to be for adults. All adults, the President's Commission said, and now in Illinois they want to make it where every pregnant mother gets a CPS visit, not just at risk, as they say, but everybody, and they decide whether you need to go on drugs or the newborn baby does. Yes, they're calling for drugging newborn babies now. And it's with antipsychotics. And then the other issue is England wants to make a law, and our own government's developed these as well and is talking about it, a vaccine against drug addiction for nicotine, heroin, and cocaine. That uses a virus that attacks the brain cells. This is admitted, folks. You had the doctor on yesterday about it, but it's mainstream news. They say it's so wonderful that actually rewires your brain. The virus goes in and creates plaques on the receptor sites that receive opiates and narcotics. But those receptor sites, again, nature's chemicals that we can take and imitate natural things in the brain. You ever broke your leg? And for a couple hours, you really don't feel it. You're like, you feel high. Or like right after you get hurt, it hurts real bad. Then all of a sudden, you feel better. You start maybe crying a little bit. Tears come to your eyes. You feel better. You catch yourself laughing. That's endorphins. And so this vaccine they want to give you blocks that up and will block you from getting a lot of your natural endorphins. That's one issue. Then you've got the forced drugging and testing, the Soviet system. Okay, so that's the two separate things we were talking about. Go ahead and finish up, Dick.
Okay, so the suppressing of the endorphins is not due to SSRIs. That's due to some vaccine that the British want to do.
Well, no, our government wants to do it too, but the British are about to make it law.
Okay. Is that a permanent thing or is that a temporary thing?
No, it's permanent. Permanent rewiring by a virus of the brain.
Okay. Well, my question is, and I had asked the reception lady if it was okay for me to ask you this.
Yes, sir. We don't screen phone calls.
Yes, yes. Well, if a person had this medication done to them, this viral thing, which, as I understand it, keeps you from becoming excited, keeps you from becoming sort of an emotional high, would that have a tendency to prevent a person during,
Yes, sir. It will cause sexual dysfunction. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. I can't go on all day about this. We spent an hour and a half on it yesterday. All right. We're going to go to Paul Watson here in just a few minutes, and I got a bunch of news here. And I want to first analyze this Tommy Franks little six-minute interview with neocon Chieftain Hannity. A lot of very interesting things that he said in it, and we'll be stopping it and making comments throughout it. So get that ready, Stephanie. Before I do that, before we bring Paul Watson up and find out what he wants to talk about and first off do this Tommy Franks thing, Mr. Martial Law, Mr. Diablo, before we do that, please listen to me out there. Please. This is important. We have tools that will wake people up. We have tools that will deprogram people. We have tools where it won't just be you heard this on the radio show or go to this website, the proof's there. We have video clips of the world leaders. We have documents. We have it all. You know, troop checkpoints, gun confiscations, implantable chips, government-sponsored terror. It's in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, America Destroyed by Design. All of my 10 videos are amazing, award-winning. You need to have them, but that's not all. They're $25.95 because they're all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes, 2.5 hours, you know. They're long. They're really multiple films in one. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of my 10 videos. And you're authorized to make copies for educational purposes of my films and Airmont Access Television. I also carry a bunch of other great videos on 9/11, on the New World Order, on the occult elite, On It All by George Humphrey, and Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and Eric Hufschmidt and Tex Mars, and books by other researchers. And the best thing you can do is go peruse the website, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and read about the films, watch free clips of them, look at the different specials we offer, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, order today. Or call toll-free. They can answer your questions about specials and titles and what the films cover, the basics, and how to order them. And order via credit card by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Please get the films. Get them out to people. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Joseph Watson from England. We had him on a few minutes yesterday, and he's normally on once a week, but he was on vacation last week. He got back and had 6,000 emails, and now he's rip-roaring to tell us all about what the New World Order is up to and give us his unique take on it. Paul, good to have you on with us. What's some of the stuff we're going to be covering?
Well, it's good to be back. obviously we need to cover the new Bushism which occurred yesterday. The Tommy Franks interview, as you mentioned, and then some of the deeper aspects of kind of denial mechanisms which people go through when you are trying to talk to them about the New World Order. So a lot of issues to cover.
We also have the Boston Globe coming out yesterday and saying, oh, FDA approval for an implantable chip in the brain to stop depression. And, of course, if they can force you to be drugged, they're going to force you to have chips. And then a new RFID coming out of Europe that hits your skin with a beam and charges off your skin. And this is really bizarre. No chip needed. We have that article. But first, the Tommy Frank situation. I want to play this, Paul, and go through it. Clip by clip, comment by comment, but just overall, what was your response to what he had to say?
Well, I think, you know, the overall premise of the interview was that Tommy Franks makes out that martial law would, you know, have to be in place, but God forbid it didn't happen. And yet, in America, and especially in Washington, D.C. at the moment, with these fake terror alerts, we've already got, you know, what amounts to the same thing, and the only difference, basically, is purely cosmetic.
And then he says, oh, I'm glad it's not troops. The troops are on the streets. The police are militarized, but regular Army and National Guard are out there. Now they've got private goons in military uniforms in 30 states out searching small children on street corners. Had them on yesterday. And let's go ahead and start out with Tommy Franks. And oh, forbid, they'll demand it to be safe. The message is, martial law brings safety. Oh, it's too bad, but that's the next step. Here's Tommy Franks. Go ahead and hit it.
I have a chance to sit down for a cable news exclusive with the former commander of CENTCOM and the author of the brand new book, American Soldier. I talk with General Tommy Franks. 4 days prior to 9/11,
7th of September,
you spoke to the CENTCOM intelligence staff.
True.
You were asked a question.
Absolutely.
The question is, General, what keeps you up at night?
Right. And I said, one World Trade Center tower falling into another, a terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. I worried for a long, long time about terrorist attacks on the United States of America. I think a lot of thoughtful Americans had been put on notice beginning in the early 1980s when our Marines were killed in Beirut in the Marine bombing. And then up through 1993 when we saw the attack on the World Trade Center.
Let's hit pause.
Far from where we're sitting right now.
All right.
It always...
Okay, right there. Now, no one had ever heard of a plan to knock down the towers. No one ever heard of a plan to fly planes in. No one ever heard of a plan. But in the cigar aficionado, he brags about 4 days before. He brags about saying they were about to get Saddam. He brags about all of this. And, Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, and remember that this is at the same time, you know, 3 days before, where now we know the bomb-sniffing dogs were removed. There were these unprecedented evacuation drills, which was reported in the BBC and People magazine, whereby, you know, it gave them the ample opportunity to place the bombs in the towers, which the evidence later proved that they were there.
And then he talks about 93, where the FBI admittedly cooked the bomb and trained the driver, Chicago Tribune, New York Times.
Yeah, and again, there's another article out today in Reuters where these so-called sting operations take place. And this one was in New York, where these Islamic mosque leaders try and sell shoulder-launched rocket missiles to undercover felons working for the U.S. government. And again, the justification with the 93 World Trade Center bombing was that it was a sting operation, and yet the New York Times, the Chicago Times reported that the dummy explosives were, in fact, real explosives, and the FBI knew about it. So time and again, these so-called...
And then they said, let the bombing go forward. Let's go back to Frank. Here he is.
He's worried me that there could be an attack on American soil that could be so horrendous that the people, that America, would demand the use of our military to protect them inside the United States of America. And I thought about a couple of movies that I'd seen, where, and I think one of them was centered here in New York, where there had been martial law, and we had tanks and armored personnel carriers and soldiers on every corner, rather than what we see today, which is well-armed policemen out there doing their job. And so I looked at that young...
Again, they got troops all over the country, urban warfare everywhere. They've said get rid of Posse Comitatus, Senator Warner and Ridge and Ashcroft, and there are troops on the streets all over the country. You've all seen it, and he says, oh, we don't. We've got heavily armed police. Well, that's militarized right there, Paul.
Well, yeah, just look at, you know, Washington, D.C. You've got checkpoints dotted throughout the city. And, I mean, in the Washington Post article that we posted today, it says that the local officials weren't even consulted. It was a direct federal mandate. And the point made in the article, which is on the website, is that, you know, while these bug-eyed police stand around watching innocent people under the pretext of these now-we-know fake terror alerts, you have the ghettos, you know, run by the worst kind of scum imaginable, and the police won't go near them and, or help anyone who lives in them. So again, they frame it in this kind of racial context by saying that the police state only affects blacks and Arabs. So, you know, obviously the majority of the readership of the Washington Post are white middle-class people, so then they can pass it off and not be concerned about it while these police state measures are...
That's right, that's right. It's just for the Jews, just like Hitler. The new Jews being the Arabs and then poor people in the inner cities. Let's go back to the clip.
Sergeant, on the 7th of September, and I told her, a big terrorist attack like on the World Trade Center is what keeps me awake at night.
Four days before the attack.
But it didn't relate to, but it actually had less to do with the business of the World Trade Center and that, and more to do with the prospect of something happening that is so horrendous that our military might wind up being used in a martial law situation. Yes. Praise God it didn't happen, and I'm glad.
You were overseas when 9/11 happened. You were on your way to Pakistan.
Right.
You write in the book, you knew right away it was bin Laden.
Right.
You knew right away we were going to war.
Right.
And you knew it was connected to General Mossad of the Northern Alliance that
right.
had been assassinated, what, just the weekend prior.
Right.
Yeah.
All of it sort of came to me very clearly. In a period of less than a minute, someone rapped on the door. We were in Crete getting gas in the airplane and said, turn on the television. I turned it on, and I, along with you, watched the second jet hit the second tower of the World Trade Center. And my first thoughts were bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, and the tie to Massoud, who had been the leader of the Northern Alliance.
You say of bin Laden, you say the following, quote, he's no coward.
Right.
You say he's a deadly adversary.
Right.
A worthy, bold commander of a dedicated and a dedicated and capable force.
That's right.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I absolutely feel that way. I think one should never underestimate the enemy. It is so convenient to talk about you know, Adolf Hitler being crazy, to talk about Mussolini being a madman, and the list of examples goes on and on. Osama bin Laden is to be hated, to be sure. But it is, he is not hated because he is a coward. He is a well-organized ideologue who hates the United States of America.
Okay, right there.
Hates our freedoms.
Right there.
Hates our liberties. Hates the wealth that the people
are not having. Thank you. So, now I've noticed they were bashing bin Laden a while back, but the Saudis came out and complained. And his half-brother's been on TV and wouldn't say bad things about him. The head ambassador from Saudi Arabia, Bandar, Larry King Live, wouldn't talk bad about him. So now all our officials are talking about how much courage he has. I mean, this is really sick. And on top of it, again, there's a little martial law. You know, the people will demand this to be safe. Again, martial law equals safety, using this reverse psychology, Paul.
Well, yeah, the whole argument that martial law means safety is, you know, defeated by the common sense psychology, because the police state makes people aware of the fact that they are a target, and so it makes them not feel safe but nervous, as it is supposed to. And that, in, you know, in that state of mental weakness, the people are more apt to give up their rights without any kind of dissent. But Frank said his first thought was bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. Well, yeah, they should have known that, because in July 2001 at the American hospital in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, bin Laden said that there was going to be a massive attack on America in the upcoming months. And the CIA were there meeting with him discussing it. And,
then on top of it, you have before 9/11, the BBC and other publications reporting that British ambassadors were in Pakistan-Afghan border and saw U.S. troops guarding bin Laden. That was in major papers, folks. That was just a year or two after he'd helped attack the Serbs for the globalists. And then on top of that, We have 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops mashing in Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan about to invade Afghanistan. This is all totally staged.
And regarding the martial law point, if you go back to Brzezinski's book, I believe it was in 98, The Grand Chessboard, he said directly that an expansion of empire abroad would not be supported unless the people at home were under the illusion of a threat directed towards them. And so, I mean, that's what Franks is saying.
And he said a large Pearl Harbor event would help for imperial mobilization.
Yeah, and the Project for a New American Century said the same thing in 2000. So we have all these indicators before that this is what they needed, this is what they wanted, and it's no surprise that people were aware of the fact that the World Trade Center was a target.
All right, he continues when we get back, and then we'll get to J.R., J.J., Allen, and many others, and a bunch of other key news and information, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and don't forget, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's getting bigger and better every day. Stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
We're back live. I promise we're going to go quickly to your calls as soon as we start the next hour. Everybody be patient. We got a bunch of other key stuff to cover. But to continuing with this Tommy Franks propaganda, go ahead and hit it, Stephanie.
The country half hates the fact that we're blessed with natural resources. He is a worthy adversary. And at the end of the day, he has to either be killed or captured.
You believe he's alive?
I do.
How close do you think you came to getting him?
That's a tough question. People ask me that all the time because of the speculation of, well, we missed him in Tora Bora and this and that. I'm not at all convinced that there has been a single point in time where we have had a close miss on Osama bin Laden. I believe he is still in the area, and I don't know where. I think the conspiratorialists who believe, well, he'll pop up here during the election run-up, I just don't believe that at all, because I think there are too many in American government just like me. If I knew where he was, he'd be dead.
Yeah. You do believe, though, you are confident we are going to find him.
I am.
He will be captured as Saddam Hussein was captured.
Winston Churchill, during the war years, said something that rings true today. He said, never give in. Never give in to terrorism. Well, despite all of what we see on...
Okay, again, folks, who's using terrorism? The terrorists are going to get you. They're going to get you. Give your rights up. Let us run your life. Let us tell you what to do, or the terrorists are going to get you. That's terrorism, and we're not giving in to the terrorists. You're the terrorist, New World Order. I mean, this is so classic, folks. I mean, you know, they say the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. Well, they're getting rid of our freedoms, so they're giving in to the terrorists, even if you believe that bin Laden did all this as a CIA asset. But now the conspiratorial view, oh, Madeleine Albright, Senator Grassley, a Republican, all these other congressmen laughing and saying we've already got him. I was told 2.5 years ago by a high-level White House individual who, and I mean, if you wouldn't believe who told me this, folks, Paul, it's all on record. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, the old definition of terrorism, the new one has changed to classify terrorism as an actual violent act. But the old definition of terrorism, if you look in the old dictionaries, includes the mere threat of terrorism to achieve political aims. And this is what we see now with the fake terror alerts.
Well, the new definition is any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law.
Yeah, and that, obviously that applies to incarcerating American citizens. But when Frank said, you know, there was no point where we had a close tab on bin Laden where we could have arrested or killed him, I remember the article out of CNN from 3 or 4 months ago where they actually published the satellite or UAV photos which showed bin Laden and his entourage, and basically the UAV was directly above him.
Well, I mean, more than that, Bill Clinton, 3 countries tried to hand him over to him. Then documents, and Clinton said, no, I don't want them. Then the Taliban tried to give him bin Laden. That's on the record.
And Sudan as well tried to hand over bin Laden. But, I mean, the positive
Saudi Arabia.
The positive thing which we can take out of this interview is that, you know, they're having to address the issues that we put out there. I mean, our soapbox has grown to the point where they have to make a conscious effort to dismiss the possibility of a stage capture of bin Laden. So that in itself proves that our work is, you know, worthwhile, and that we are threatening to crack the consensus paradigm of the body policy.
It's incredible, and I'm not bragging, but everybody, you heard it here first. 2.5 years ago, Paul, it was in January of 2002, and it's posted what I said, everything, on the website. I mean, but I wonder why this White House person told me this. Maybe they had a few drinks?
It could be the case, but the fact is I think they will catch him, whether they wait before or after the election. They will play the same card as they played with the Saddam capture, and it will either be a politically expedient for Bush or Kerry, which will advance the same agenda, that the myth that the war on terrorism is both real and a success, so all these terror alerts are...
Well, I predict this is what you'll hear. He fought bravely. We killed him. Here's his body on display, and he's been frozen for 2.5 years. We'll be right back.